Hello, this is Pastor Andy Roberts from Lake Highlands United Methodist Church, and we are so glad that you are listening to our sermon podcast today. You can find out more about Lake Highlands United Methodist Church by visiting our website, lhumc.com. If the message today blesses you, we ask you to consider supporting our church through a financial gift. We hope that today's message will help you become a more devoted follower of Jesus Christ who loves God and loves people.
Would you stand as you're able for the reading of today's scripture passage? Matthew chapter 9, verses 35 through 38. Then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and curing every disease and every sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them because they were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. The last number of weeks we were talking about loving God and being loved by God. And so from today and the next few weeks, we'll be talking about loving people. And today's focus in loving people is compassion. And today's passage helps us to kind of start the dialogue, start the thinking about that. We see Jesus out, as Jesus always is pretty busy, but yet Jesus was so present. He was so calm with every person to really lift up each person. And we hear Matthew gives a grand sweep of Jesus' activities in a few short verses that we heard about today. And this is right before Jesus commissioned and chose the 12 first disciples to help Jesus start the ministry. We hear that Jesus proclaimed the good news. Jesus healed and helped others and helped others grow to more life, both spiritually and physically. And then Jesus, as he always does in the scripture pages and through history, we hear about Jesus saying something about how the crowd was like sheep without shepherd and how the crowd was helpless and harassed. In a way, that's kind of strong language, helpless and harassed. And then Matthew tells us a little more that Jesus had compassion on the crowd. And we think of crowd, it's for me to read over this quickly, I need to slow down a little bit. The crowd is not just a nameless crowd. The crowd is made up of probably children and adults of all ages that gathered in the villages, gathered in the towns and cities that Jesus traveled through. Perhaps he was an itinerant special guest and people were eager to hear about who is this Jesus that we heard about. And the crowd all came with expectation. I'm sure some came with doubt. Some came to argue with Jesus. But each person, the kids and adults, each person has a name. Each person had a name, and that Jesus saw how the needs were so great and how Jesus had compassion on them. And we know that Jesus loved everyone to the very end of the earthly life of Jesus. And Jesus taught the disciples and many others to follow God, to love God and love people. And we start with that as the backdrop of talking about compassion, is that today's message is not compassion in the sense of self-help or compassion as separated from compassion of God. And so we will be thinking and looking at some pictures today, and we need to be informed that our understanding of compassion in today's context, in the context of spiritual teaching through the Bible, is seen through the lens, first and foremost, of the compassion of God. And how God's grace informs us in the walls of the church and also outside the walls of the church. Actually, there's really no separation. God is with us wherever we go. And God's church is in us. We are the church. We are the church in the community. And as Jesus taught us and taught the disciples by Jesus' action out in the community, is that compassion is an understanding perhaps with our minds and hearts, but compassion is something that is done in action, in movement, in helping one another, in encouraging, and that I confess that on my own, I really don't have enough of the love I have for people. Even with my husband, it is hard to muster up the love I need to have for him on certain hard days. And how, like, my self-interested Sylvia is, you know, it's hard. There's an internal kind of struggle within, and I think some of us have that. I think we all have that to some extent. Our human nature without God, you know, is kind of like struggling to be shaped like Jesus. And it's not my own doing. I can't make myself more like Jesus Christ. No one can. But rest assured, God's compassion is upon us with the presence of Jesus Christ, is that we have the love of God in us, and as we travel through life and wake up and go to sleep and eat and do what we need to do each day and night, Jesus is with us and will show us the way. Jesus will show us how to be compassionate, how to have love for ourselves as God has loved us, and how we are called to love one another. And now I'd like to share with you, I came up with a few images I found on the internet that might help us to have a lens into compassion, and we bring that together with the compassion of Jesus. And first image is this, it's so cute. It's so cute. It's images with kids and with drawings that have to do with animals and kids. Not to say they're the same, but it brings out something in me that I just stop. And my stresses go away, my self-interest goes away, and this picture can be an example of one child encouraging another child. And how there's just the innocence with that, and the beauty, and that the very natural flow of reaching out and comforting somebody else. So kids, you guys are great. You guys show us how to love one another better. And how this also can speak to adults as well, how sometimes in life we can think about the wonder that kids have and the natural ways of how they support one another, encourage one another, and we can just maybe think of compassion through the lens of a child's eyes. And think of Jesus' compassion to us flowing through us in something so simple as asking someone or just being there with somebody listening and say, are you okay? Can I help you in any way? And for the second picture I found is a beautiful image of two people holding hands with each other, and how we support one another simply just by holding somebody's hand. I think of some of our small groups, how some of us finish up our Bible study or a group meeting in a circle and holding hands, and how wonderful that is. It doesn't cost any money. It's just being present with somebody and experiencing the flow of love through the hands, through a handshake or praying, and how we can be with someone simply by being still, by paying attention, by supporting one another. And the next image, the third image that God led me to, is this image of helping hands. You see, it's in a sequence as a ladder, so it might speak to some of us who are in the workforce, maybe in a company or in different group settings, but I think we could look at this to see that we are born into this life not as an island. We're not by ourselves. God has called us into communities, whether it's a work community, church community, and work community and places of service, we are still bringing the gospel of Jesus. We're still followers of Jesus in a work environment. And we bring all of ourselves as God brings all of God's self into us, out into the communities, wherever we may be serving or working in or helping out in. And how here is an image of somebody helping someone up, and then the same person also is helping another person up. And how what a wonderful image that is for us to know that we are not alone. In our Christian journeys together, we are indeed together. And might I ask us to reflect perhaps on mentors and leaders and spiritual guides who have helped us to grow and learn more about Jesus, those who have taught us the matters of faith and the Bible, and how to love each other, how to have compassion with each other. What a wonderful testament and witness it is to God's grace and God's compassion that we have teachers and guides who help us to grow, to become more like Jesus. And the next image is many hands together holding this heart. Made me think about the diversity of our background, of our hair colors, our where we came from, what we have lived through, places we have traveled to, and how that's together with all our experiences and all of who we are, that God's grace has always been at work. Even before we knew God and God at work in our heart, God's compassion already was in God's grace going before us. And how in the last few years, it was a kind of, I would say, theological, but more personal understanding I had about God, is about how though we come from different background places, that we all have the same heart with God. How we are all called to be one in Christ, and that we are together united by the Holy Spirit, Spirit of God. But more importantly, that God's compassion, God's heart, unites us together. Now, Jesus didn't say in this life, everybody will love you. Jesus didn't say that. Jesus, in fact, asked us to love one another as God has loved us. And so this is an image where I would say for myself when I have bad days with situations is that God, I pray that God will remind me that we all have the same heart, the heart of God, that God is speaking and helping us to see one another with the heart and kindness and compassion of God. And I'll invite the next image. And this is probably, do any of the students, do you guys do this at school? You put hands together and go, you know, before a special event or maybe sports events. I don't know if there's any coaches in here. I think of this. I haven't either. So yeah, I haven't really done this, but the times I have done this has been especially meaningful to know that we are in this together. And a lot of what God's compassion as example for us to kind of think about is how it is together we love people. Together we love people not in the general sense. We love one another, each person by name. We love the children in our communities as we serve in the communities, we get to know the children by name. Some of us may be educators, administrators. We get to know our staff and students by name. And how together we love people together. That there's teamwork, that we are called into a common mission by God. And we go back to the passage about how Jesus was having compassion on the crowd, but Jesus was not doing it by himself. Jesus had the humility to know that by himself, as an earthly divine person on earth, he needed to teach and coach and help others to take the baton, to come alongside of Jesus, to learn what it is to be a follower of God through Jesus Christ, to be able to preach, teach, provide meals, and minister to those who are hurting. How Jesus knew that the church is not operating in a vacuum. The church is not one person or two people, although two can be considered a church with wherever there's two or three, God is there with them. What God has envisioned as the church is for a group of followers of Jesus Christ to be united in faith in Jesus Christ. But beyond that is simply love. Love and compassion for another person, child or adult, for who they are created in the image of God. God's compassion shows us that we can look at each person here, in person and online ICU, is to say that and know that we are all made in the image of God. We are all united with the compassion that God has for all of us. In turn, we receive God's compassion to share God's love with the people we meet, the children, that the students that we see in classes and schools, is that God would like us to love one another and to share our God's compassion with one another. And there's many ways to do it. And God invites us this week to think about God's compassion for us and God's love for us, so that there's always a so that. We don't keep the good news to ourselves. But what can we do as God calls us to become or to be with the skills and unique talents that we have? How can we share that this week with the people, the children, adults that we will get to know this week, whether in school or at home or out in the community? There are many ways. And how wonderful it was to hear our sister in Christ, Cynthia Hernandez, share in the Feed Lake Highlands video. What an example of compassion. God's compassion through this tremendous ministry started by you all, probably more than 12 years ago, by all of us here, and how that ministry has grown and multiplied, not just for the numbers, not that, but for the compassion through food and feeding, the compassion of God through gathering resources and helping kids to have books through the bookmobile, to learn to have literacy so that they can do well in school and be included, and many other activities. This is just one example through Feed Lake Highlands. Many of you all already are engaged in many missional service opportunities through your small groups and in the larger communities and through the church here and partnership with other organizations. And that, my friends, shows that you are the witness to God's compassion at work in the world, and that you are living proof of God's compassion and presence as we join our hands together as a team to continue to serve God together and to share with one another, especially the people we don't know, to share the love of God with those, our loved ones, and our community members who are struggling and having a hard time. And that is a awesome calling to have, and that Jesus remains with us to lead the way as to how we can partner more with God in learning more about compassion of God, but more importantly, to live out the compassionate way of Jesus in loving all people. Let us pray. Dear Lord God, as we pause in prayer to you, we pray, God, that you would open our hearts more to your grace and your compassion. Forgive us of our sins and where we might have fallen short of following you. Bring healing to our hearts and minds, and help us, God, to be in service to you together. And we pray especially for the vulnerable populations and people groups, both close by and far away. We pray for those who are in prison. We pray for the underserved. We pray for the unhoused, children and adults, those who do not have a place to call home. We pray for our elderly. And we lift up all these prayers to you and pray, God, for your care, comfort, and provision for everyone. And guide us in giving us strength and wisdom in continuing the work that you have called us to engage in, so that we might share more of Christ's compassion with a world in need of your good news. In the holy name of Christ, we pray. Amen.